I woke up this morning, as I usually do in June, listening to my neighborhood red-eyed vireo and robins singing away and baby song sparrows chipping with hunger. Two or three different pairs of chickadees are nesting within a stone's throw of my yard, and cardinals are nesting on the next block, their songs conjuring up some of my finest childhood memories. It's fun to lie in bed a few minutes each morning hearing the neighborhood gossip. This stuff happens every year, but as Rachel Carson wrote, there is symbolic as well as actual beauty in the migration of the birds. There is something infinitely healing in those repeated refrains of nature, the assurance that night after night dawn comes and spring after winter. I was jolted out of this morning's reverie about baby birds fulfilling the promise of bird migration in a most un-Rachel Carson way by an airplane spewing pesticides right in my neighborhood in a ridiculous attempt to control a pest that is so pervasive right now that it would be impossible to eradicate using a pesticide that targets caterpillars of every species. Gypsy moth control is based on Bacillus thuringiensis, nicknamed BT, a naturally occurring soil bacterium. A May 29th article in the Duluth News Tribune summarized a Minnesota Department of Agriculture news release reassuring readers that, quote, the treatment product is organic certified for food crops. It has no known health effects for humans, pets, birds, fish, livestock, bees, and other insects. But to avoid it, residents may wish to stay indoors during the treatment and keep windows closed for a half hour after application. The residue does not cause damage to outdoor surfaces and can be removed with soapy water, end quote. Russ and I still subscribe to the News Tribune, but my red-eyed vireos and other neighborhood birds don't. They won't be poisoned outright. It isn't a false claim that the bacterium has no direct health effects on birds, but it's absolutely untrue that it has no effects on them. There is no pesticide in the known universe that targets nothing but gypsy moths. BT may not kill bees, but it takes out every single Lepidopteran caterpillar, from Luna moths to monarchs. The last time I was watching a monarch caterpillar in some milkweed in my yard, it was killed by BT spraying. So BT doesn't outright harm birds, but destroying their main food source certainly does have an effect. My poor birds will have no clue why food is suddenly harder to come by. I've talked and written a lot over the years about how most of the insects whippoorwills, nighthawks, and songbirds depend on are declining. Meanwhile, gypsy moths are doing just peachy despite all the spraying. They pose a serious economic problem for which spraying has simply not helped. They're cyclic and keep coming back even as the many, many harmless and helpful Lepidopteran species already in trouble continue to dwindle. Spraying BT from airplanes is almost certainly better than spraying DDT from trucks, another vivid childhood memory. We were told that was harmless too, yet my big brother, who chased the truck with the other little boys night after night, developed weird fatty subcutaneous lumps all over his body as a young man. Was it DDT or the Agent Orange he was exposed to in Vietnam that caused this and ultimately led to the cancer that killed him? We'll never know. That DDT did not end mosquitoes in my town or anywhere else, and this spraying won't end gypsy moths. We'll keep making the same mistakes, and companies that manufacture and administer pesticides will keep making the same profits. This time, people may not pay, except for those of us who plant milkweed and watch our caterpillars grow, but the chickadees and red-eyed vireos and cardinals and robins and song sparrows in my neighborhood will start struggling to find enough caterpillars to bring their young to independence this summer. We people may gripe about being awakened by an airplane at 5:30, but most of us won't even notice the lasting effects our birds will be dealing with. I'm at the age right now that my brother was when he died. like the problems the older generation left us boomers with, we'll be leaving our young people plenty of problems to deal with in the future. False assurances like, it's organic and it won't hurt you, promise, will keep BT spraying for a long time to come, and the gypsy moth still won't go away. A handful of people will keep profiting, a smaller handful will keep protesting about how it hurts beneficial insects and the birds that eat them and is not solving the gypsy moth problem at all, and most people will keep ignoring the situation. I guess I'm glad that I won't be around to see what finally wakes people up this time. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.